A note to would-be university applicants from Mr. Clegg, the deputy head.
Those of you who have got A grades or above in your public examinations, or have hopes of doing so, are strongly advised not to apply for any of the top universities. It is vital that you should sacrifice your places for the benefit of those who have achieved less academically, and are therefore more in need of the excellent teaching provided by the Russell Group universities. I must also remind those school leavers who did not achieve top grades and might be tempted to apply to the top universities that there will from now on be a modest charge of £27,000 for courses at these prestigious centres of academic excellence. It might therefore be more sensible for both high and low achievers to forget about university altogether and take advantage of the many present openings in the employment market. I hope this is clear.
The Eye's most read stories. Cameron calls for integration. David Cameron has launched an attack on multiculturalism, saying that for too long, conservative and liberal Democrat communities have lived separately and it was time for greater integration.
The Lib Dems look funny. They don't speak our language. Their customs are incomprehensible to many, said Mr. Cameron. If they don't accept our native conservative customs, there's a danger that you create an environment in which extremist liberalist views flourish.
How to book a visit to your local GP. Call NHS Direct's non-emergency number. Be redirected to a call centre in Bangalore. Carefully detail your symptoms to the cheery Indian call centre worker who claims his name is Steve and keeps mentioning the score in the Arsenal versus Man U game at the weekend for no obvious reason. Receive an appointment at 9 a.m. on Tuesday with a doctor 300 miles from your home. Try and explain that you need an appointment closer to your home. Raise your voice as the cheery call centre worker insists his computer tells him that Abu Dhabi is in Gloucestershire. Scream that you want a different appointment. Receive a warning that screaming and shouting can result in high blood pressure. Be given a new appointment with a doctor in Dubrovnik for high blood pressure. Hang up. Phone Bupa. A statement from the chairman of Gnome Forest, Inc.
In recent days, there have been many misleading reports in the press regarding the government's imminent sell-off of much of the nation's forests to private companies such as my own. I can assure lovers of the British countryside that under the ownership of Gnome Forest, Inc., the stewardship of our woodlands and nature reserves could not be in safer hands. Those fearing that access to the countryside will be restricted can rest easy. Loggers, tree fellers, and out-of-town shopping centre developers, whether they come on foot, on mountain bikes, or in 50-ton lorries, will have unfettered access to our most precious woodlands 24 hours a day. The woodlands have brought great happiness to many down the years, and many of my shareholders now want a part of that. As Gnome Forest Inc.'s motto proudly states, "From little forests do mighty acres of houses grow."
Letter to the editor of the Daily Telegraph.
Sir, much as I enjoyed the recent film The King's Speech, I could not help wondering why the screenwriters felt obliged to tamper with well-known historical facts. For example, the scene where the Duke of Windsor is shown speaking with a German accent to his valet bears no relation to the truth. And for George V to be depicted sticking a set of Zimbabwean stamps into his album in 1936, when Zimbabwe was, as we all know, then still the protectorate of British Rumbaboland, is quite ludicrous. And the film is not merely littered with historical inaccuracies. At one point, our future queen looks out of the window at Buckingham Palace, and there are snowdrops on the lawn, when it is quite clearly August Bank Holiday. As for the supposed stammer of King George VI, my uncle, Admiral Sir Alan Crichton Gusset, met him on a number of occasions in the course of his duties as Knight Commander of the Royal Bedchamber, and told me, in the strictest confidence, that the king spoke fluently in several languages, and the difficulty was never to get him to speak, but to shut him up. Sir Herbert Gusset, the old stuttery, Stutford-on-Avon, Stuts.
Dumb Britain. Real questions, real answers, real stupid. The Weakest Link, BBC One. Who was the first King of England to speak on the radio?
Henry VIII.
Which Kate, a former Labour Minister for Sport, is now head of the Countryside Alliance?
Blanchett.
What was the surname of the former Blue Peter Gardener, nicknamed Percy Chucker by Alan Titchmarsh?
Sledge.
A ship sailing south from Land's End in Cornwall will first hit land where?
Australia.
Eggheads, BBC Two. On which sea is the port of Le Havre? Mediterranean, English Channel, or Adriatic?
It's not the English Channel for obvious reasons.
Opera highlights on Radio 3. Berlusconi's Cosy Van Prostituti, Act 94.
The robber baron is besieged by a chorus of dancing girls, courtesans, and female members of the European Parliament, angrily accusing him of seducing their virtue in return for large sacks of gold. A trio of the fallen women, Signorinas Bunga Bunga, Rumpi Pumpi, and Lotta Totti, sing the haunting aria Mille et Tre. How on earth could he have sex with 1,003 of us in one night? There is a clap of thunder, and Pope Benedict appears on a throne above the stage. He issues an anathema on the robber baron, warning him that he will be dragged down to hell and eternal damnation, unless he repents and changes his ways. His Holiness sings the dramatic baritone solo, Basta Silvio, See Nipples and Die. But the baron is unafraid and laughs him to scorn. He sings Just One Pornetto and rings up for yet another agreeable 22-year-old companion to be delivered to the Palazzo Fornicazioni, this time dressed as a nurse, in order to reflect Silvio's concern for the state of Italy's health services. The Holy Father retreats in confusion, as the stage fills with a chorus of adoring male voters, all pledging undying support for Silvio, as they sing Donna Kebab, Give Her One for Us, Silvio. The curtain falls, but not on the government.
Commentator balls! Real comments! Real commentators! Real balls!
People call it Armageddon, but I think it's worse than that.
Terry Butcher, Radio Scotland.
They need a couple of players, maybe even two.
Chris Waddle, ESPN.
Olsen weaving his way through the West Brom defence like butter.
Robbie Savage, Radio 5 Live.
The wheel goes round and this time it's on the other foot.
Geoffrey Boycott, BBC Radio.
We must take care not to choke off the recovery at the knees.
Francis Maud, Today Programme.
Look at them, smiling like Cheshire cheeses all round.
Tim Wannacott, BBC One.
Austerity latest. Those local government cuts we're most likely to see in 2011. Children's services. Elderly respite care. Refuse collection. Those local government cuts we're most likely to see in 2012. All Liberal Democrat councillors.